He is the first man to be made an honorary citizen of the United States. President Kennedy paid tribute.
In the dark days and darker nights, when England stood alone, and most men, save Englishmen, despaired of England's life, he mobilized the English language and sent it into battle. A child of the House of Commons, he became its father. No statement or proclamation can enrich its name now. The name Sir Winston Churchill is already legend.
Winston Churchill, friend and leader. Winston Churchill, father and husband. Winston Churchill, writer, master of history and biography, his works printed in every language known throughout the world. Winston Churchill, painter.
I must say I like bright colors. When I get to heaven, I mean to spend a considerable portion of my first million years in painting. So, get to the bottom of the subject. Then I shall require a still gayer palette than I get here below. There will be a whole range of wonderful new colors which will delight the celestial eye.
Winston Churchill, inheritor of history, recorder of history, maker of history.
What is the use of living if it be not to make this world a better place for those who will live in it after we are gone?
On Radio Caroline, you have been listening to a tribute to Sir Winston Churchill on his 90th birthday today, 30th of November 1964. We should like to thank Jack Levine and his production of The Finest Hours, released through Columbia Pictures. The voices you heard were those of Orson Welles and Patrick Wymark. Our thanks to must go to Phillips Records. The program was produced by Brian Vaughan and presented by Simon Dee.